Eurozone issues could benefit missions. Christians working in Syria share martyrdom, ministry, and more. And distraction won't derail the gospel in Haiti. We'll tell you more about these stories and more just like them on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The world's holding its breath to see whether Greece will stay or go in the Eurozone, but the business division chair at Cornerstone University, Dr. Brad Stahm, says a Greece exit may not be all that bad.
The whole issue has caused the euro to decline. Most people expect it could go to $1.19, maybe even $1.15 by the first of next year. In that sense, European goods become cheaper. Ministries might actually be able to operate at a lower expense.
Life might actually get easier in other nations without Greece's debt hanging over the EU, too. But for those doing ministry in Greece,
then I would expect the amount of civil unrest to increase. I would expect there to be large fluctuations in currency, and we can expect continued high unemployment and interest rates of 30% or more.
Pray for ministries in Greece especially. Next, an indigenous missionary from Lebanon crossed the border to baptize a believer last week, but instead, he had to bury him, assassinated, martyred for his recent faith in Christ. The missionary, supported by Christian Aid Mission, was part of an effort to take supplies, medicine, and gospel literature into Syria. The martyred believer was a leader in a growing house church of 43. The Lebanese pastor says it was the longest week of his life. Refugees are desperate. He's going back. Support their work. This is Mission Network News. The largest Christian ministry to kids isn't only celebrating 75 years of ministry. They're celebrating growth. At their recent anniversary celebration, Child Evangelism Fellowship announced that they grew for the fifth year in a row. They've expanded into four more countries: the Commonwealth of Dominica in the Caribbean, the Republic of Guinea in West Africa, and two other unnamed countries. Now CEF is sharing Christ in 180 countries and territories. Pray God will continue to bless their work. Meanwhile, there's never a good time to be sick or injured, because it always comes at a time when you can least afford it, right? Well, for Haiti with Love's Eva de Hart says it's been a tough year to stay on track with their goals because of physical interruptions, starting with eye surgery.
I am mountains of work behind, and just as I'm getting back into the flow of things and ready to really hit this stuff and get all caught up, Rosalind comes down with a foot problem, and so now her instructions are to stay off of it.
However, the stress also clarified their purpose as a small mission agency in northern Haiti to love people to Christ. As a result,
it is standing room only in the churches. They're wholly reliant on God, and they really recognize that and praise Him for every blessing.
Perspective?
I think that that's one of the things we lose in this culture with our busyness and our feeling of self-reliance is we forget who's really in charge.
There's more on this story at our website. And this girl in India won't let polio stop her from becoming a nurse. The Rose, a family of five boys, wanted to share their love in sponsoring a little girl. They started sponsoring Shiny's education 5 years ago through India Partners. Brian Palmer with India Partners says,
a good number of women in India don't ever become fully literate. And not only that, but this girl also has polio. And so that has impacted her life as well, because whenever you have some kind of disability, you're often shunned in your community.
Sponsorship not only gives the kids an education, but also brings them the gospel.
They are taught about the love of God. They are taught about the sacrifice that Jesus made.
Shiny hopes to get her nursing degree next year.
There is definitely a sense of joy at seeing a life change and knowing that God called them to do this. And because they were willing to answer God's call, this child's life has been blessed.
If you feel called to sponsor a child, too, you can learn more about India Partners program at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can I ask you to make June a time to pray for Russia and the former Soviet bloc nations? To help you, Russian Ministries wants you to have a free set of beautifully designed note cards. Use these note cards to pray about their work, learn how you can get involved in it, and correspond with family and friends. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.